Next item on the agenda is cases concerning failure to report commercial harvest. Who's handling that? Mr. Griss?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
This should wrap up a series of cases on the failure to report that stemmed from last year. Over the summer of 2008, you'll remember that we audited the mandatory reporting program, and we looked for individuals who had failed to report at some point in 2006 and 07 and 08. And at that time, we identified 165 individuals. We had given them to August 8, 2008 to resolve those issues. And if they did not, they were notified we would have a hearing. Last October, you'll recall that we held a hearing for about 40 of those individuals of about 52 that had not resolved. And since then, we've been resolving the remaining. And at that time, you suspended anyone who did not make that hearing day.
Mm-hmm.
First case will be Mr. James C. Baker.
Is he here, Mr. Baker?
James C. Baker, check the hall, please.
Mr. Baker did receive the notice through law enforcement for the October hearing. Prior to that hearing, he did contact staff to resolve his issues. He then contacted me to let me know he could not be at the October hearing when he was called due to work. However, he didn't set a time up to come back and come to another commission meeting. And attachment 2 notes an email that I sent to staff about that. We sent him a notice after the October meeting, letting him know his license had been suspended and he needed to appear. Mr. Baker received another letter from VMRC's Administration and Finance Division this past May, letting him know that if he didn't resolve his issues by June 8, his license would actually be dissolved. Yes, sir.
I don't mean to be short with you. Mr. Baker is not here.
Okay.
The hearing, we're required by law to give him a hearing when he requests one. If he's not here, whatever his status is, it remains right now. I appreciate the hard work that you've done as far as the narrative is concerned, but holding a hearing while he's not here is not doing him any good.
Well, here's the staff recommendation to that.
Okay. Let it go.
And the reason is because of what admin. Admin was going to take away his license in June. We asked to hold off till we could have one more chance at a hearing.
Okay.
So due to Mr. Baker not being here, staff's recommendation, he was notified of this, we recommend the invalidation of his commercial registration license, and he may appeal to the commissioner for an exception to reinstate.
You've heard staff recommendation. Matters before the commission.
So
motion made by Mr. Hollinger, second. Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Proceed, please, sir.
Second case, Mr. Richard A. Costin.
Mr. Costin here. Could you come forward, please, sir? Thank you.
Similar circumstance, was unable to appear last October. He was suspended, went through the same process. He has gotten his reports up to date. Admin notified him. Staff's recommendation, because he has appeared today, is a two-year probation, and should he incur any violations of Regulation 610 or any other regulation passed by VMRC or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth, he should appear before the Commission and suspension of license would be recommended.
So on this way, testimony you're about to give would be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but truth, except God. Have anything you'd like to add to that, Mr. Costin?
Well, I'm an actual farmer. John H. Webb, he's supposed to be reporting for me. And he did in 2006 and 7, but I started with him in 95, and I got these reported in 6 and 7. He just didn't do it.
Okay, you understand we're giving you your license back, but you're on probation. Make sure that you report. That's what the staff recommendation is anyway. Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff's recommendation, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries. Keep your paperwork up to date, please, Mr. Costin. Thank you. Take care, Marshal.